Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, January 29th, and this is the program that attempts to take the mystery out of your financial life. Do you know how we do that? We ask you to do a little bit of work. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and you just let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. Mark does everything else. It's very nice. And while you're on the website, there's all sorts of content there. It's refreshed all the time. And of course, you can buy the book, The Great Money Reset. Okay, right now, let's go take a question. This is Joe, who is on the line from Minnesota.
I'm 49 years old, and I'd like to retire in a perfect world in about 4 years. I will have a government pension along with a 457B that I've got about $560,000 in.
Great. The government pension, what will the amount be if you were to retire in 4 years?
Approximately $6,000 a month.
Does that cover most of your needs?
I think it will. We don't have any liabilities, just about 6 months left on a vehicle payment. And one other small payment. So very little liabilities and mortgages paid off.
Great. And you have a partner or spouse that you just referenced?
Yep, I do. I'm married and we have a 11-year-old son as well.
Okay. Does your wife work?
She does part-time.
Okay. How old is she?
The same age.
Okay.
49.
Tell me, in 4 years, are you going to stop working completely? I mean, you're pretty young, so you're in your 50s. Would you do something else, to keep you busy and stay out of her hair?
Yes, I will do something. I don't know what it is, and probably it would not be full time.
Right. But is it fair to say that with your government pension coming in and her part-time work, and then maybe you'd work a little part-time, you won't need to be dipping into other money. Is that correct?
Meaning my 457?
Exactly.
That's the plan.
Good.
I would like to use that, in a perfect world for like college. And not have to dip into it for monthly needs, if you will.
Right. Totally makes sense. How about money outside of the 457 plan? Do you guys have some cash that's built up?
Not a huge amount. I suppose about $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, it's called a mutual fund with about $40,000.
That mutual fund, that $40,000, that's a non-retirement account. It's not like an old IRA, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's good. So there's a little cash. Will you have health care coverage as a government retiree?
I will not. That's one of the obstacles that I'm going to have to look into because I'll have to come out of pocket.
Nah, you might have to get a job, dude. How much
You're
money?
Not supposed to tell me that.
I know. Well, you could get an easy job. You could be like a barista and work 20 hours a week and get some insurance. Like, we just need some insurance coverage just because the kid's so young. And you guys
exactly.
are so young. So, I just got an email from somebody who said, I'm self-employed. I'm paying $1,000 a month for my health coverage. That would eat into your total savings quite a bit. Okay. So now we have that. So I'm going to make you go back to work, but not full time, just enough to get some insurance. Now tell us more about what is in front of you. Like, what is the actual question that you have?
Well, I'm a little bit frustrated, and recently we've met with two different financial, advisors, you call them.
Mm-hmm.
And my purpose for that was just to see, are we doing okay? Is there anything different that I should do, especially in the last 4 or 5 years?
Okay.
And both almost immediately brought up life insurance of some sort. And my initial thought, again, I'm uneducated in this, but my initial thought is I have no interest in committing to, you know, 10, 15, 20 years worth of life insurance premiums.
You may say you have no experience and you don't know anything, but you are 100% correct. I would never look at life insurance for someone in your situation. I presume what they think would be the smartest thing in the world would you to be to take some of your beautiful 457 and dump that into some horrible life insurance product, which you should not do. Absolutely okay. Should not do. Maybe they think that you should use your pension instead of paying your bills. Maybe you should use that to buy insurance. No. There's no reason you need insurance right now, except to say you need some term life insurance that would protect you. Because I'm wondering, let me put this bluntly, if you were to drop dead a day after you retired, would the $6,000 a month go to your wife and child?
I have the option that I can do what's called a survivor benefit, yeah. Which I plan to do.
Right. The only reason you would buy life insurance is if you were going to do it just based on your life and then put a big policy in place so that if you were to die, they'd have the ability to collect that. But if you have the opportunity to do a survivor benefit, you don't need it. So you're right. Those people who are, quote unquote, advising you, not good advice. Mm-hmm. Not good advice at all. And in fact, I would hesitate to even say almost bad advice. What I think would be really smart for you to do is that you keep plugging away. Maybe, I don't know, is it possible for you to reduce your hours and stay in your job, or do you hate your job?
I wouldn't say I hate it, but I would not be able to reduce hours. Yeah, I mean, it's a...
Yeah. Okay.
A full-time spot, so...
I mean, I guess what I would say is this. Over the next 4 or 5 years, here's what would be great. What would be great is if you were to be able to find something you could like doing, get excited by that. You've got time to explore this. And something where you could get some health insurance. Because if you were working 25 or 30 hours a week and it was fun and you got your health insurance, boy, that makes your financial life look a heck of a lot better. The idea of just stopping in 4 years... You know, it's okay, but if you don't have health insurance, you are going to need to suck money out of your first, your non-retirement assets, and then your retirement assets, and then your whole picture doesn't look quite as good. So my recommendation is skip the life insurance, get a job with health insurance. How does that sound to you?
You know, that sounds very reasonable. And if I could, one last question I had too.
Sure.
I've heard the term self-insured, if you will,
yep.
And you brought up, if I were to die, it seems to me that my family would be okay between pension and 457.
Yeah.
Am I incorrect in
no,
saying that?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you wanted to, through the government, here's a question. Can you purchase life insurance for, say, a 10-year term? Could you just do that through the government or not?
I work for a city, so I can't say that for sure post-retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm covered now while I'm working.
Yeah. So here's a kind of an interesting thing. So you know you're covered while you're still working. If you wanted
correct.
To, just because you said, look, I got an 11-year-old, I'm just scared that, you know, I need 10 years of coverage. You could certainly hop online, go to, you know, Policy Genius and just see what would a 10-year term life insurance policy cost me. Maybe you get, I don't know, $500,000. And you pay that price and you know that you're covered. And that's that. The other thing is to, while you're looking into that, see through the city whether or not they have life insurance that you can buy in addition to what you own, and you want to find out whether that kind of coverage would be portable, meaning you could take it with you when you leave. And
sure.
That might just give you some peace of mind while you do have a young child, right? So it would be certainly worth it to know, like, the worst case scenario, there's a little extra money, college is paid for, I don't have to worry about anything, and my wife doesn't have to worry about, you know, that she can't pay the taxes on the house.
Sure.
So I think that's what I would look into. Okay, if you, like Joe, want a little bit of consultation, a little Jill and Mark love, a little boost, anything that's going on, Mark and I really do love doing this. It is really the best part of what we do every day. I know, Mark, for you, it's about 10 million times better than dealing with social media or listening to the editing of my voice. It is hearing your stories. And so if you've got a story, if you've got a question, if you've got a concern, we would like to help you. We are both certified financial planners. Just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and write us your note right there, right then, right now. Okay, very good. Lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.